tonight to the book of Psalm, chapter 55. Psalm, the 55th chapter. Go down with me to the 22nd verse. Praise God. Theme of the message tonight is cast thy burden upon the Lord. Amen. I'm glad we have that privilege. Amen. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. That's a good text. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, dear God, for the power of your Spirit, of your Word, of your blood, of your anointing at work in this hour. We thank you, Father God, that your blood will never lose its power. Your anointing is that which destroys every yoke. Your Word washes and cleanses us to the uttermost. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb. We thank you, Father God, that you're faithful with your Word and to your Word. God, we thank you tonight that, Lord, you honor your Word even above your own name. Oh, God, your Word is final. It is sure. It is just. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you tonight. We pray, God, that by your Word, you would sustain us, Lord Jesus. By your Word, God, that you would protect, provide. Father, by your Word, you would lead and guide us. Lord God Almighty, pray that you direct the paths of our life, strengthen us in the endeavor to do your will. We pray for that anointing necessary to destroy every yoke. We pray, God, tonight that you'd minister this word to our hearts. We'll thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let me read it again. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Amen. The burden upon the heart of men today is probably greater than it has been at any other time in our lives. There are particular reasons this is the truth. A burden today. Saints, one of the reasons is because we don't carry a burden as well than we did in prior generations in a time of the church. A loosely held, difficult burden is one hard to maintain. It must be occupied in a sincere and a sober fashion. It is one of the reasons the church has such difficulty carrying the burden upon its heart today. It is one of the reasons that the men leave pulpits, leave the ministry, people leave the church, because we do not know what to do with the astounding burden that is upon our hearts and upon our minds. The Bible tells us here to cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain thee. Do you believe that tonight? A burden cannot simply be worried over and meditated about and talked about and held in conversation, but it must be cast upon the only place that promises refuge, and that is in the hands of the divine God. He who is able to undergird and to sustain, as we employ him in the ability to cast our burdens upon his shoulder, he said, I will sustain thee. Now, saints, many times it has taken much of the Christian experience just to come to the place, and we didn't just adjust ourselves with a greater ability to carry on our burdens. We've come to the idea that the longer we can sustain them, the more we can hold out. The truth is, saints, the quicker the child of God casts his burdens upon the Lord, the more sustained he is in himself. You do not grow in strength in yourself by greater trust in yourself. You grow in strength by greater trust and a sustenance in him who is God. Can you say amen? The ability of the child of God to become stronger is when it becomes weaker in himself and stronger in the divine God. When you and I find we have the ability, that's when we truly lack the ability. When I feel at times that I can do a thing, it's when I begin to realize I cannot do it without his help. It's when I feel like I can go the distance, I find myself in a shortfall. But when I realize I must trust in His divine capacity, I can overcome anything. Now, saints, that does not call for me to come to an understanding that after all, I'm human and I'm weak and these things are impossible unto me. That's not at all what the Bible alludes to us. We come to an understanding about the fabric and the material and the characteristic that we're made out. We have a treasure, but it is in an earthen vessel. The child of God, therefore, strength is gathered in the fact that he places no reliance upon himself, but in the particular hands of a divine God. We come to a quick and a ready conclusion that there's no basis of hope ultimately in who we are, but only ultimately in who He is. Amen. Saints, we must quickly and readily discover that there's no help in us, but there is help in Him. If you believe it, can you shout amen? Hallelujah to the Lamb. Saints, many times we've morphed the idea of the thought of, well, you know, when I've exhausted, God's going to pick up and take care from there. Saints, I've tried to use that at times in my life. Well, I've gone as far as God's going to take up and go from there. It comes down to a progression of obedience as I walk with God. I realize that it's not just me giving up that God's going to take over. When I give up, saints, and then I expect God to sovereignly take over, it is often there that heaven appears to be silent. My prayers do not break through, and I cannot sense the presence of God. It is there for the child of God to realize that when you and I have carried the burden that God has strengthened us with, if God has strengthened you for such a weight of burden and for such a trial of time, then He also gives you the grace in that carrying. And when you've exhausted that time, and you've exhausted that given strength, and you come to the end of that thing, you realize you need brand new capacity in a divine God. Amen. It's not just to carry on my lifestyle, finally come to the conclusion I'm not strong enough. God, you're going to have to take over now. That's not what He's talking about, church. When I'm weak, He's strong. That's more of recollection than it is anything else. I realize I'm weak to make Him strong in my life. I realize what I cannot do, I will therefore enable Him to do. What I fail in my capacity, I open the door to His opportunity to work in my life. If you believe it, can you say amen? Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Amen. Now, this is a powerful part of that text. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Now that is the act of God. That is a word settled in heaven. That's what God's made up His mind on. He had holy men of old pen this. The psalmist wrote it down. This particular psalmist was King David himself. Wrote this down as moved upon by God in the Old Testament. He comes to this portion of that text when it says, He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Amen. Moved. You know, saints, at times we're going along. We just finally, God, if you can just help me put some pieces together and make the best I can out of my circumstances. Just help me to piece a life together in the midst of all of my trials. I'll be satisfied with that. Friends, for me to come to that mindset is to fail to believe the absolute of the Word of God. I found in a perseverant faith that God does not accept less than what He determined. He is a God who's forever settled His word. And for me to occupy the truth of a settled word is to come in on that same faith. Amen. I cannot hope to have a faith that sees God's word come to pass in my life in totality. What is absolutely demanding of me is to realize that. I cannot believe God according to His scripture. I cannot hope to believe that what He said He will do. How can I believe that these great things can also come to pass in my life? Saints, I would say then, I'm out of faith, out of hope, and you're going to have to take over, and God fails to do that. I've never seen a time in my life when God decided he's going to take over. I've never seen a time in my life where God made up his mind that he's going to pick up where I left off. It's always in a recollection that I need a divine God, that he's going to have to help me. I've got to come to an understanding. It's going to take a divine God. I've got to have his help, and there's no way without it. If you believe it, can you say amen? I come to that understanding. Lord, I cannot. Many times, church, I've got to get to the place. You know, I'm still trying to do it. There is that innate idea within us that we can do it. We must do it. God expects it of us. Many times, church, it's to come to the recollection that you cannot do it. There's no way possible nor how. But you must find that avenue of the Word of God that brings his will to pass over your life. You walk in a place where you don't step out of the way. Let God come in, take over as if you don't exist. But you come in and join faith with the promise of God in his Word. You believe that God, what you've said, you can do. It's not when I give up that God starts up. Come on, church. Oh, no. It's not about quitting on God or quitting on the Word. It's about aligning yourself to his strength against your weakness. Amen. It's about coming to a conclusion. God, I can't. But there's no immobility in the Word of God in me understanding I can't. It only comes when I realize that you can. Amen. It's not enough to say I can't. I've failed. I can't do it. I can't put one foot in front of the other. I can't hope to get up out of this thing. I'll never make it through this. That never empowers God to work in my life. I must come to this place. God, I can't, but I know who can. Hallelujah. And I must have affirmation of that. I must make it good concerning that. I've got to lay the principles of that believing down at the feet of Jesus. I've got to offer that as a sacrifice at God's altar. I don't come empty-handed and say I can't. I come with full arms to lay what I can't on the arms of he who can. If you believe it, would you give him a praise in this place? Hallelujah. Never is God without me, and never am I without God in this whole process. Never do I stop and God takes over. No. He always meshes in to the path that I'm walking. Amen. As I walk with God, as you and I walk with God to fulfill his promises, to fulfill his purposes, to do that which is right in his eyes, I must walk in his will. I must do that. Amen. To walk in the will and the purpose and the pursuit of God. Oh my God. Let me read it again. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Now, saints, you know, if you're going to cast your burden, that means somebody else is going to assume the responsibility. I cast my burden on you. You're going to sustain me. You get the burden, I get the sustaining. Amen. You take on the weight of the thing, I receive the unburdening of the opportunity. I'm walking with you. But you never move outside when more God's acting. If you're walking in a place and you need God to sustain you in that place, you don't vacate that location while God takes up that burden. You continue to walk in that location. You're walking hand in hand with God while he carries the burden. You're sustained by it, but you're still involved in that journey. Amen. Many times we want to go on a vacation, let God take care of it. He will not assume that responsibility because there's been no meshing of myself and God. I've dissolved that responsibility. I've said, God, I can't do it. You know, saints, there's a lot of times people come to an impasse. Time of prayer, especially praying for loved ones. They have a very difficult time of believing that if I turn the burden of responsibility over to God, I feel like I'm being irresponsible. Well, there's an absolute truth in that, is if that's the direction we go. God, I'm going to put them in your hands, you take over. Now, saints, if we divorce ourselves from the responsibility, that's exactly what we've done. We need feel irresponsible because we've simply turned it over to God. You can do what you want to do with that. And that's not what God's appealing to us in this scripture, nor in any of the scripture. You do not divorce yourself from the responsibility laid upon you. God never sets us in the track of faith in the pursuit of His will to say, when it gets too tough, you just lay down and I'll go ahead of you. We never work in God vicariously outside of our body. God always carries along through that burden. We're always walking in those steps. What it is saying, you turn that loved one over to God. Perhaps it's a husband or a wife. Many times it's been a mother or a father with a child. Raise them up in the house of God. Now they've turned away. And now many times I've had mothers, fathers come to me with the burden of their heart. My Johnny's out there. He's living in the world doing all these things. But I cannot pray that prayer. Whatever it takes, God, you do it. Because I'm afraid of what will take place. And so they continue to carry a burden that they cannot handle. Come on, church. There comes a time you and I've got to relinquish all of our cares upon Him because He cares for us. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. Amen. You give Johnny to God, and you can say this, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. That means you still accept ownership, but your ownership now comes in the person of the dynamic of who Christ is in you. If you believe it, can you shout amen? Hallelujah to the Lamb. Saints, we have a treasure in an earthen vessel. When you give those burdens to God, you don't keep the burden in the earthen vessel. You cast it in the area of the treasure. Come on, saints. You place it in the hands of God to operate in that life. You empower God to do the work that we have failed to give Him otherwise. Cast your burden on Him. He'll never suffer the righteous to be moved. That means what you give away, you don't lose. You keep. Come on, Jerry. I said, what you give away, you don't lose. You keep in good standing. You put it in the depository of heaven. And nobody going to take care of your stuff like God will. You believe that tonight? I said, nobody is going to take care of your stuff like God will. Amen. You cast your burden. He said, I'll never suffer the righteous to be moved. That means if you say, God, I can't do this anymore. I'm just taking the fragments of a life, trying to put something together to believe in something. Saints, don't you ever get out there living non-realities when it comes to the Christian faith, because you're unbelievable in heaven and you'll be unbelievable on earth. You do not take the fragments of an existence, patch it all together, take life the best that you can have it and go on. No, no. He said, I'll suffer the righteous never to be moved. That means what God's promised, what He said, what He's determined to do, He'll bring it to pass to the nth degree. If it's less than that, it's not the full measure of the person of God. If it's less than that, saints, then we've borrowed from the testimony somewhere along the line. We have circumvented the full process of the divine God. But if you place this life, these burdens in His hands to the absolute degree, I can tell you, saints, you'll get it back in the absolute manner. Amen. You'll get it back, but you'll get it back pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Amen. That means it'll be there in volume, but it'll grow out of that experience. Amen. Don't rob from God. Hear me. We talk about tithe and offering. Malachi, I've been reading there today. Robbing God, tithe and offering. Saints, I'll tell you tonight, don't rob from God when it comes to burdens of your life, when it comes to details of your life, when it comes to experiences of your life. Don't count God short when it comes to the things that you've got to deal with. Don't count God small when it comes to the circumstances that prevail against you. Don't rob from God. Cast your burden upon the Lord. Amen. He Himself will sustain you. He'll never suffer the righteous to be moved. That means it's not going to be altered what He said. He'll bring it to pass. Every word His promised will have a day of reckoning. Everything God said He'd do, He'll do the absolute degree. You can count it right down to the lint in the bottom of the pocket. Everything God said He'll do, He will do. He will sustain you. If you believe it, can you shout amen? Never allowing the righteous to be moved. What God promised, you can count on that. Let me say that again. What God has promised you, and you've given God, you can count on that. Not just what God's promised, saints, but what you've given back in return. You know, that time God share what he wants to do with our life with us. But sometimes when what he wants to do with our life is a little too big for us, we're going to have to give it back. Amen. We've got to give it back. Abraham wanted a child, Isaac. But Isaac was bigger than Abraham, saints. It's through Isaac all the nations of the world are going to be blessed. That means he's bigger than Abraham's desire. Abraham wanted a baby he could hold in his arms. He wanted a son that he could call after his own name. He wanted a son that could propagate his family name, his heritage, all of that. He said, all I have in my house is this servant here. I want a son. Isaac. Well, God says, now, Abraham, I've given you that boy. Now, I want you to take him on top of that mountain, and I want you to offer him back to me. Why did he do that? Because Isaac was a bigger promise than Abraham realized. Now, saints, whatever God promised you, he will bring it to pass. But what God's promised you may be bigger than you know. David came down to check on the state of war. He realized that there was a greater cause. Is there not a cause? He told his brother. That was a prophetic word that perhaps he didn't know until just a few moments longer. He'd hear the voice of Goliath. Saints, all of a sudden this circumstance was bigger than David had envisioned. I'm telling you, his daddy Jesse would have never sent him down to check on that war if he knew that boy had any idea of fighting Goliath in that open field. This was bigger than he could imagine. Therefore, God couldn't tell Jesse at the time, nor would he share it with David. But at the ultimate moment, it would be propelled into God's perfect will. Saints, there are times in our life when you carry the burden you thought you were supposed to have. But there are times when that burden gets bigger than you thought God had prepared you for. Now follow with me for just a little bit. There may be times in your life you were praying for one thing, but you didn't know it was simply the door of opportunity to open into many other things. Come on, church. You're here, but you don't know why you came. I just stumbled into the joint, thought I'm here for the right reason. Had no idea that God was about to open up many doors in that life. He was about to reveal many things in you. Now, in that time, saints, you're carrying a burden bigger than you are. You're praying for something. God has greater scope of that than you know. Therefore, there will very likely come a time in the carrying of that burden that it's going to outweigh you by far. In that moment, sure, you and I can make one of two choices. We can say, God, I've gone as far as I can go. I can go no further. You're going to have to go on without me. Saints, God will not do that. He's never done it in my life. He's not going to do it in yours, nor has he done it from Genesis to Revelation. It's never that you and I are going to have an exit and God's going to step in, take it over sovereignly. He did that once. He sent his son to the cross. He said, I did it once. That's done. That's all that necessary. I'm not doing that anymore. To now, I've given and invested in you this ability. Saints of God, when you've come to the end of what you can carry, then you must relinquish all of these burdens upon the Lord. Dear God, I put it in your hands. What I can't do, you're going to do. Lord Jesus, I've been holding your hand. Now, God, I want you to hold mine in this thing. My God, it's going to demand the miraculous, and I cannot produce that on myself. I'm going to have some divinely opened doors that I cannot do on my own regard. I'm going to have you. Saints, sometimes you're just going to have to tell God what you know you can't do, and he's going to have to do. But saints, he's not just simply going to do it in himself. He's going to do it through you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He's going to sustain you in the process. It's when you cast your burden upon him. It's when you say, God, I can't, but you can, and I'm going with you because I want to see the end of the story. And when you get to the end of it, saints, everything God promised you, not one thing lacking, will be there. Hallelujah. And more, and besides, if you believe it, would you give him a praise?
Oh my God, lift your hands with me across the room. Oh my God, lift your hands all over this room. Now God knows who you are. God knows where you are and what this message means concerning your life. He knows where you are and He knows what you're dealing with. Oh my God, you and I are shut in with the Lord tonight in this place. Lord, we cast ourselves, our burden on you. We look to you. God, is you the author, the finisher. Oh my, I want you to lift both hands across this room. I want you to begin to apply what you're dealing with in line with this message. God's speaking to your heart tonight. Therefore, the duty of responsibility now, saint of God, is laid upon the hearer to plug what you're dealing with into what God has said in this message. I won't do it without you, but you can't do it without me. Oh my God, if you cast your burden, Lord, it's getting too heavy for me to hold, too hot to carry. Lord, I can't do this on my own. I've tried, I've failed. It's changing me. Saints, when you can truly know you've gone farther than you go is when the burden starts moving. Oh, you shut yourself in with God tonight. When that burden starts moving you, it's high time and past you cast it upon the Lord. Oh, my God. It's moving you. It's moving you from your resolve to serve God. It's moving you from a manner of strength. It's moving you from the altar. It's moving you from the focus on the Word of God. It's moving you from the ability to walk in the Spirit. And saint of God, you've been carrying something a little too closely. It is time to cast that upon the Lord. Oh my. Pastor, I've been trying to cast it on the Lord. Saints, sometimes we do, but we got strings attached. I'll take it back. Sometimes, church, I wonder in us if the foundation of doing that is not our own pride. To be able to say in some manner, I did a thing or two. Oh, my strength prevailed, whatever the case may be, so that we can testify and slip in some of our own personal virtue in our testimony. God forbid. There comes a time when your trial begins to move you. It is time and past to cast it upon the Lord. I'm going to ask you to stand with me across this room. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, tonight, as my wife makes her way to the piano and you're shut in with God, every trial that you're going through, everything you're dealing with, is to make you better and take you farther. Not the same, but to make you better and to take you farther in the will of God. Everything is to cause progression in your life. Everything is to cause progression in your life, to make you. God has you on a trip. He's moving you in a direction. Saints, be thankful every day. As she begins to play, be thankful every day. You're not just circling the mountains. If your life is a circle, then you've committed a trespass of disobedience and you're outside the will of God. If you're in the will of God, then you're moving in a direction. Be thankful that God is moving you in a direction. Therefore, everything you face is to work good in you to accomplish the end of where God's sending you. So tonight in this room, as you're shut in with God, she begins to play. I want you to pray with me across this building. Father, God, teach me. Lead me. Oh, my God. Show me when I must carry the burden that you have strengthened me for and give me wisdom. But God, when I've exhausted all of that, show me, God, help me to have the wisdom. God, the spiritual tact, God, the faith to know now I must cast myself upon you because I don't know 6 feet in front of me. I don't know what tomorrow holds. Lord, I can't blindly move in a direction. Saints, what we're being taught, saints, is the reality of who we are, when we are, where we are. God's allowing you to carry burdens He knows you can carry. It builds a spiritual maturity in you, a confidence, because God's not carrying everything for you sovereignly. You're not just following God like a bundle of firewood. but God is using you and burdening you with responsibility because He counts you worthy. An exercise of faith. Now, when you come to the end of that, you've also got to stand in reality to know I'm not that big. I'm not that strong. I don't know that much. Lord, it's time I cast this thing in your hands. I lay it in your lap. I'm asking you to take over inside of me. God, help me to do what I can't do. Strengthen me, God, here. I need your wisdom. I need your strength. I need your understanding. And God, you don't exit. You don't leave. To leave means I'm determined to remain as I am and let you go on and be as you are. God says, no, I will not take up the burden on those grounds. I will not leave you back there resting under the shade of the tree while you expect me to carry this burden. And when I'm through, come and join up where I am. No, no. You're going to face the heat, but I'm going to face it with you. You'll go through the storm, but I'll be your provision along the way. And when we get to the end of the thing, you'll be able to say, God in me, God in me, hallelujah. Oh, it's Jesus in me, the hope of glory, hallelujah to the Lamb. Saints, always cast upon this reality. Lord Jesus, tonight I ask you, God, to lead us and guide us. Father, I ask you in this room, God, it is very likely in this place tonight that folks are burdened in their mind, their heart, their body, in so many realms of life. I pray, God, tonight that you give us the wisdom to know where we are. Lord, I don't want to lay down when I've still got strength to carry. I don't want to shove my responsibilities in the wrong area. There's no vacuum here. But God, I want to know. Saint of God, hear me tonight. You want to know that you can carry a load. You want to know that. Every child of God, it is important for you to know that you have capacity for carrying a load. You want to know that you're a good man in a fight. Come on. You're a good woman in a time of battle. You want to know that you have wisdom in times of need. You want to know that. So to cast your burden prematurely upon the Lord is to never know and never gain spiritual maturity, wisdom, or strength. Therefore, God allows you and I to carry the burden. Son, I've gifted you, I've anointed you, I've equipped you. Handmaiden of the Lord, I've spoken to you. I've given you my word, my counsel, my will. Now go. As we go, He goes with us. But it doesn't take up the burden. It appears that God walks beside us. And we share conversation with Him. And just the camaraderie of the fellowship builds you up along the way. It's amazing how much farther you can carry it. Just God walking beside you. But then the burden begins to get very heavy. Oh my God, you realize now you've come to the end of your strength in this area. All of a sudden, saints, it demands reality on the part of the believer. And it's as almost as if God does not relate to us our weakness, but continues to walk in silence even while our burden begins to bear heavily upon our lives. Until we begin to realize we must look at Him. When you look at Him, you realize His strength is unabated. Saints, when you walk in a place where you've become strong and are now weak, and you look at one who is strong, whose strength is unabated, you find in yourself a newborn admiration. Hallelujah. Oh my God, you knew Him when you were weak, but to know Him when you're strong and have become weak again is to find a newborn admiration. It is there. We've come to the end of a reality. We've seen in this thing who we are and where we are. We say unto God, Lord, now, God, I want to take up wisdom. Lord, I want to adjust my burden over into the arms of you who can hold all things. Oh God, but I'm not letting you walk by yourself. You've talked with me and communed with me along this path. Lord God, I put this in your hands, but I'm walking every step you walk. Oh God, I'm crossing every foot of this valley. I'm going to climb every mountain you climb. Oh, I'll not let you go. Oh my God. Elijah said, if you see me when I go up, he said, I'm not leaving you. I will not let you go. I'll walk with you. Hallelujah. Cast your burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Oh, my God. Ask you to come and stand across this altar area. When you do, come quickly, close your eyes quickly, lift your hands quickly. Don't let a passing of time of looking around fade anything God wants to say to you right now. Oh, cast yourself on God. He'd speak in this place to you and I. Saints, I know you're there tonight. There'd been another 100 people in here, and I'd know they were there tonight. God sees you and I. He wants you to walk in reality, in knowing. Oh, he wants, saint of God, God wants to define you. He wants to define you. God knows who you are, but you need to know who you are. You could paint yourself into any picture if you don't know who you are. When you know who you know where you can stand. Paul said, I don't lift myself up in these matters that are higher than me. I don't come in on somebody else's ministry, associate myself. I know who I am in Christ. Oh, my God. God wants to define you, saint. And many of the things that you faced is for that purpose, to define you, to let you know how strong you are, and to let you know how weak you are. And for you to realize that when you're weak, you can be strong. Oh, my God. God doesn't just want you to know how weak you are so you can stay that way. That's absolutely outside of his plan. It's when you come to the place of weakness, you've exhausted the place of strength, and you realize there's a marker there. You're defined once again. You realize I'm strong to this point. You can look back over the mileage and see yourself there. Look at the ground you've gained. Don't tarry there long, but look at the ground you've gained. Spend a few moments looking back over the terrain you've covered. See the mountains you've come over. See the valleys you've come through. See the waters that have opened up for you. See the hard places and the desert. See all of that. See what God has done in your life. Recall the testimony. Oh, renew the vision, my God. Let God remind you of what he said back then. He's already brought to a reality. But life has gone on, and so have you. That's the way it works, church. Spend a few moments. Get on top of the hill you've uncovered. Look back over the place. But now realize that for you, God has called you forward. Forward. Now demands more than ever that you cast your burden upon the Lord. Saints, for a time it will be with great necessity that you trust him implicitly with your life. For somewhere down the journey, God is going to begin to adjust himself and place a burden of responsibility back on you. And you realize what exhausted you in the past doesn't exhaust you anymore. Oh, hallelujah. You're stronger than you've ever been. You've got greater wisdom you've ever known. You have greater sight than you've ever envisioned. As God's doing the work in you, cast thy burden upon the Lord. He shall sustain thee. He shall never, never, never suffer the righteous to be moved. As she sings tonight, lift your voice in this place, oh God. Say these words, I believe it. Say them to God. Ask God to define you through your circumstances. And then pray for strength to relinquish your hold when it's time to give it up, but not until then. Don't give God burdens you're still supposed to carry. Saints, there is a place for it. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. That means you get a yoke and a burden. So don't give it up. I don't mean it's just a little piece of lint you carry around. Saints, sometimes for other people, it's a weight they cannot hope to carry. But you being in the will of God, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. When it gets beyond that, it's time to give it back to him and walk with him in the journey. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, God's in this place tonight, church. He's speaking to us his word. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you.
thankful to God you don't have to stay static. My God, you're not on an acre of ground and God says that's all you get because that's all I can afford. Oh no. My God, saints, we accept for ourselves small confines because that's all we can afford. That's all the expenditure we'll make in our lives. But when you give yourself to Him, my God, you don't have to stay where you are. Oh, hallelujah. He'll enlarge you. Pull up your tent stakes and enlarge your camp. Cast your care on Him. Give yourself to Him. Let Him enlarge you. Oh, that's what He's wanting to do in your life. If God's not enlarging you, pray why He's not. Seek Him out, my God. If you're not enlarged or being enlarged, seek Him out tenderly, saints. Oh, God, my God.
Thank you.